From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, South Korea launches round-the-clock foreign exchange trading for U.S. dollars and the local currency. A provisional committee tasked with overhauling South Korean football launches operations amid calls for reform after a lackluster World Cup performance. And top office says a semiconductor cluster envisioned for the Jeolla region will be built on the site of a military air base in Gwangju. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. South Korea's $1 exchange market has begun operating around the clock on weekdays. The finance minister marked the occasion with a visit to a dealing room at a bank in Seoul on Monday morning and pledged to continue improving foreign investors' access to the country's financial markets. Natalie Guan has more.
Until last week, won-dollar foreign exchange transactions could only take place from 9 a.m. every business day until 2 a.m. the next day. But as of Monday morning, the won-dollar exchange market operates 24 hours a day on all weekdays, including South Korean public holidays. As the extended trading hours kicked off, Finance Minister Koo Yoon-chol visited the dealing room at Hana Bank in Seoul and pledged the government will continue its efforts to improve foreign investors' access to the country's financial markets.
As we move toward a 24-hour foreign exchange market, the government recognizes that while there are opportunities, there are also potential risks that cannot be overlooked. Should any such issues arise, please inform the government immediately so we can promptly address them and ensure that South Korea's foreign exchange market becomes the most advanced in the world.
The move is part of the government's efforts to join the MSCI Developed Markets Index. In its recent annual market classification, MSCI mentioned the difficulty of converting the won as one of its reasons for not including South Korea in the Developed Markets Index. Won-dollar trading will run without interruption from 6 a.m. Monday to 6 a.m. Saturday, pausing only on weekends and New Year's Day. Trading in currencies other than the U.S. dollar will continue to take place between 9 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. as before. Natalie Kwan, KBS World Radio News.
A provisional committee tasked with overhauling South Korean football has launched operations amid calls for reform following a lackluster performance by the men's national football team in the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The K-Football Innovation Committee launched operations in a ceremony held in Seoul's Songpa District on Monday. The body, whose operations will be tentative, will comprehensively identify key tasks to enhance the future competitiveness of South Korean football, including K-Football governance, the development of young players, and the introduction of advanced technology in response to demands for innovation raised in the lead-up to the FIFA World Cup in North America. In a speech, Culture Minister Choi Hee-young said he was handing over his co-chairmanship of the committee to Yoo Seung-min, president of the Korean Sport and Olympic Committee, as he stressed that the independence of the Korea Football Association must, by all means, be guaranteed. The committee's other co-chair, Park Ji-sung, a football legend and FIFA subcommittee member, said the 2026 World Cup led to the realization that South Korean football must change and express hope that it will head toward a better direction. Presidential Chief of Staff Kang Woon-sik said on Monday that a semiconductor cluster in Jeolla Province, a key project under the government's three major investment projects, will be built on the site of a military airbase in Gwangju. During a press briefing at the presidential office, Kang said the decision was made at a public-private joint review meeting on the mega projects. Kang said companies had identified the Gwangju military air base site as the most suitable among other candidate locations in Jeolla province. He noted that the site, which spans about 8.3 million square meters, is already level due to its use as an airfield, allowing construction time to be significantly reduced. He also said the location is close to downtown Gwangju and a KTX station, offering advantages in workforce access, residential conditions, and logistics connectivity. President Lee Jae-myung has slammed the opposition for criticizing the envisioned mega projects in chips and artificial intelligence announced last week, and has urged the opposition not to obstruct efforts to provide new opportunities for young people. At a meeting with the private sector at Cheongwadae on Monday to review the progress of the initiatives, he said he can't understand how the opposition first protested the exclusion of certain regions and then claimed the projects were impossible to carry out. The president then called for steps to save time and prevent delays, first by reducing the time required for environmental impact assessments and then by simultaneously completing administrative procedures as much as possible within legal limits. He also instructed officials to preemptively prepare electricity and water infrastructure for the projects, as well as basic power supplies. The administration seeks to position South Korea as a leader in the global AI industry by building semiconductor fabrication plants, AI data centers, and other strategic high-tech industrial facilities in the Jeolla, Chungcheong, and Gyeongsang regions. The rival camps have both voiced the need for a special counsel to investigate the shortage of ballot papers in some parts of Seoul during the June 3rd local elections, but are at odds over who should have the right to recommend the independent counsel. Ruling Democratic Party floor leader Han Byung-do said during a meeting of the party's Supreme Council on Monday that the DP will introduce a bill this week calling for the creation of a special counsel team to look into the ballot shortage incident. He proposed that a third party assume the duty of recommending the special counsel for the sake of fairness and independence. Meanwhile, main opposition People Power Party Chair Chang Dong-hyuk said Monday, while presiding over the party's Supreme Council, that having a third party recommend the special counsel would be an irresponsible, spiteful refusal to shed light on the truth. Chang said the people want a special counsel recommended by the opposition camp. The nation's four major oil refiners and a number of their employees are facing accusations of fixing prices after the Iran war broke out. The Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office said Monday that it has indicted SK Energy, GS Caltex, S Oil, and HD Hyundai Oil Bank under the Fair Trade Act. Three senior employees from HD Hyundai Oil Bank and one from GS Caltex will also stand trial in the case. The prosecution alleges that HD Hyundai Oil Bank and SK Energy colluded to raise prices and restrict competition, generating unfair gains worth an estimated 14.2 trillion won, or around $9.3 billion. It accuses GS Caltex and S Oil of following suit, bringing the combined total of alleged unfair gains for all four companies to 26 trillion won. Baejae High School's baseball team has issued a formal apology for chants uttered last week, mocking the May 18 Democratic uprising, with the team captain reading the handwritten message out loud during a visit to Gwangju Jail High School. Around 80 people, including 36 players from the Seoul-based Baejae baseball team, along with parents and school staff, visited Gwangju Jail High School on Monday around 3 p.m. to deliver the apology. The team said it sincerely apologized to the other school's players, their parents, and the citizens of Gwangju for the inappropriate remarks and actions of its players in what should be a place filled with dreams and hope. It also said the Baejae players had reflected on the incident, acknowledging that character and attitude are as important as athletic performance, and that they deeply regretted causing psychological stress through behavior that should never have occurred. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.